Good morning, boobies. I have talked before. Why do we always say good morning? It's not morning, it's afternoon. Good afternoon, boobies. Anyway, I have talked before, I think, about teaching programming to children. I don't remember if I've done this on Audioboo or not. I went to the Thinking Digital conference a couple of weeks ago, 3 or 4 weeks ago, and there was a chap there whose name eludes me. But at the end of his talk, which was a fascinating talk all about usability, he mentioned the group codeclub.org.uk or codeclub.org. I think it's just .org. Anyway, they are a group of... They basically provide all the resources for people to teach programming to children as part of code clubs, which are free clubs where kids can come and learn to program using Scratch. Now, I mean, you're probably all aware I'm a photographer and I teach photography and I love teaching photography. Especially, I love teaching photography to young people because they're always so enthusiastic and they cycle so fast between the idea and the execution, and then they come back with more ideas, and it's they just that loop is so fast and so enjoyable that I've really enjoyed teaching kids. And it occurred to me, I've been a programmer my whole life, and actually, you know, I think I'd rather teach programming to kids. I mean, I'd love to teach them photography, that's great, but I think the prospect of teaching them programming is even more exciting to me, because I grew up with programming. My first computer was a ZX81. My dad built it for 2 weeks, soldered the components together. He bought it as a kit of parts, and it took him 2 weeks to solder it all together. And every night I used to stick my head around the door and say, "Are you done yet? No. Are you done yet? No." So eventually we got it put together, and I learned to program on that. And of course there was no software to buy and install on this thing. You had to write it. And the same was true then when we got the VIC-20 and then the Commodore 64. And then my Atari ST, and finally I got a PC around the time that I was leaving university. And so I grew up with programming, and to me it was exciting and fascinating that you could make this computer do what you wanted it to do. And I worry that young people these days see mobile phones and tablets and computers, and there's all this software you can download and install, and perhaps it doesn't occur to them that These things are tools. You can make them do whatever you want them to do. You don't have to find an app for it. You can write an app for it. And the tools are now so good that, honestly, it's very, very easy to get started. So I signed up for Code Club. I'm going to run a Code Club in our local school, and I've already been in touch with the school about that. That's going to start next term. But I've been stressing a little bit about what we're going to use and how we're going to teach it. I mean, the Code Club guys provide a full curriculum and everything, so it's not like I'm going to have no idea what to teach. I'll be able to follow the curriculum, but that will rely on me knowing Scratch, which is the language that they suggest using to start your Code Club. And I've been looking at Scratch this morning because I've been doing the sort of the mundane bits, getting my CRB check, and or it's a DBS check nowadays, but getting myself CRB checked and signing up with an ambassador program, and documenting where the club's going to be, and you know, all that stuff, just the mundane stuff. And I've been sort of in the back of my mind thinking, I guess I should really learn Scratch at some point, so that when I come to teach these kids, I will actually know the language. And I mean, there's really nothing to it. I've spent this morning working on Scratch, and it all makes total sense. It's a brilliant language, really, really easy to learn and use, and visual, and the kids are going to love it. And I am really excited about getting started now, and it's going to bother me that it's going to be the whole of the summer holidays I have to wait before we can actually start. So that's what I've been doing today, learning Scratch. I watched a few videos, and then I fired it on myself and wrote myself a little game, and great stuff, very impressed. So that's what I'm thinking about today, and I've got a BNI meeting this afternoon. I've got to go, my first time ever going to a business networking meeting. I don't know if it'll be any use, but I thought I'd give it a try and see. So maybe I'll talk to you about that next time, boobies. Thank you for listening, my darlings. I'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.